Today, we meet John Daly, Sonoma County's Bicycle Commuter of the Year, as named by the Sonoma Bicycle Coalition. A resident of Occidental, John has been pedaling back and forth to his job as a counselor at Santa Rosa Junior College for more than three decades.
When I got the job at the JC in 72, I had a friend that lived out there and he used to ride his bike a lot. And he said, this would be a good way for you to go back and forth to work. I didn't take him too seriously. And then I began to think about it more and more. And I thought, well, you know, I'll give it a try. And I had an old clunker then. It took me forever to get in. From there, I guess the bug got me. And I've been commuting now on a regular basis for 30 years.
This isn't a sometimes thing. Daly does it daily, virtually no matter what.
It's 18 miles each way from Occidental. And then in the wintertime, I can't ride the whole way because of the darkness. I used to be crazy and put my headlight on and flashers, but I've been hit five times. Fortunately, nothing serious. The most serious one, I shattered my femur. But you have to get kind of back on the horse and keep going. And I like it. It's a great way to start the day. And it's a great way to finish the day. It kind of clears my head on the way in and focuses me for the day at work. And then it lets me let everything go as I ride home. I might miss three or four days a year the rest of the time I'm riding.
There was even a time, John adds, when he would also two-wheel it down to San Rafael, all in the line of duty.
One of the jobs that we do as counselors at Santa Rosa Junior College is we're recruiters. And the area that was my area to recruit in was Marin County. So there was a time when I used to ride my bikes down to Novato and San Marin High Schools and give the presentation and then ride back up. It gave me an excuse to do a little more riding. But now, with the budget cutbacks and time constraints, I don't have the time to do that anymore.
As much as he enjoys his regular rides, Daly admits there is one aspect of bicycle commuting he doesn't like.
Flat tires are horrible, especially in the wintertime. You get the glass on the road and it works its way into the tire. Those are horrible because a lot of times it's not only changing the tube, but it's changing the tire itself because the glass works in there and you can't work it out. I'll get a couple a week, two or three in 1 week, and then I'll go for a while and then I'll get a couple more. The summer's a lot better. I don't get as many flats in the summer as I do in the winter.
His other bicycling beef? Inconsiderate riders from out of town.
I get a little agitated as a cyclist. I see it on the weekends when these Bay Area transplants come up and they ride West County. It's a very popular area to ride. And instead of respecting the road and riding single file, they're riding two and three across. And that gives cyclists a bad name, which I don't appreciate. You know, I think it's very important to respect the road and to share the road and to follow the traffic conditions.
Daly knows about those weekend wanderers because he too is regularly out on the road on his days off. And not just any road.
On a nice day, my favorite ride is to go from home, drop down Coleman Valley to the coast. And there's a point where Coleman Valley intersects with Highway 1. There's a nice little point to go out and appreciate the ocean, kind of chill down. Very meditative, and then turn around and climb back up Coleman Valley. I think it's like 1,400-foot climb to the top. It's good relaxation, yeah.
For a little extra challenge, John rode his bicycle to a Giants game recently to celebrate his birthday. He took the ferry from Larkspur and caught a ride home with family members who met him at the ballpark. But that all seems appropriate. After all, it was his 66th birthday. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.